Sarah Peterson, Jonathan Franzen's The Corrections, page 306. And yet Sylvia was struck by the contrast between the online porn and her unfinished drawing of Withers. Unlike ordinary lust, which could be appeased by pictures or by pure imagination, the lust for revenge could not be tricked. The most graphic image couldn't satisfy it. This lust required the death of a specific individual, the termination of a specific history. As the menu said, no substitutions. She could draw her desire, but not its fulfillment. And so she finally told herself the truth. She wanted Kelly Withers dead. She wanted him dead, despite her recent interview with the Philadelphia Inquirer, in which she'd avowed that killing someone else's child wouldn't bring back her own. She wanted him dead, despite the religious fervor with which her MD, PhD, had forbidden her to interpret Jordan's death religiously, for example, as a divine judgment on her own liberal politics or liberal parenting or senseless affluence. She wanted him dead, despite believing that Jordan's death had been a random tragedy, and that redemption lay not in vengeance, but in reducing the incidence of random tragedies nationwide. She wanted him dead despite imagining a society that provided jobs at a decent wage for young men like him, so that he would not have had to bind the wrists and ankles of his former art therapist and bully out of her the passwords for her bank card and credit cards. A society that stanched the flow of illegal drugs into urban neighborhoods, so that Withers could not have spent the stolen money on crack, and would have had more mental clarity when he returned to the apartment of his former art therapist, and would not have proceeded to smoke the rock and torture her, on and off, for 30 hours. A society in which young men had more to believe in than brand-name consumer goods, so that Withers would have fixed less insanely on his former art therapist cabriolet, and would have believed her when she insisted that she'd lent the car to a friend for the weekend, and would have set less store by her possession of two sets of keys. Couldn't get around that, he explained in his partially coerced but still legally admissible confession. All the keys right there on the kitchen table, you know what I'm saying? Couldn't get my ass around that fact. And would not have repeatedly applied the victim's light and easy iron to her bare skin and advanced the temperature setting from rayon up through cotton linen while demanding to know where she'd parked the cabriolet, and would not have cut her throat in a panic when her friend came by on Sunday evening to return the car and her third set of keys. A society that once and for all put an end to the physical abuse of children, so that it would have been absurd for a convicted murderer to claim, in the sentencing phase of his trial, that his stepfather had burned him with an electric iron when he was little, though in the case of Withers, who had no burn scars to exhibit, such testimony seemed mainly to underscore the convict's own lack of imagination as a liar. She wanted him dead, despite even her realization, in therapy, that his smirk had been a protective mask donned by a lonely boy surrounded by people who hated him, and that if she'd only smiled at him like a forgiving mother, he might have laid aside his mask and wept with honest remorse. She wanted him dead despite knowing her desire would please conservatives for whom the phrase personal responsibility constituted permission to ignore social injustice. She wanted him dead despite being unable, for these political reasons, to attend the execution and to see with her own eyes the thing for which no image could substitute. But none of this, she said, is why we're on this cruise.